Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Does Iran still have the capacity and capability to start another war with Israel? Well, let's find out from Dr. Mordechai Kedar, who's the former IDF intelligence officer. Doctor, very good morning to you, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Good morning, sir, and happy last day of Hanukkah.
Indeed. Chag Chanukah Chasameach to you also, Doctor, and to everyone listening at the moment. Doctor, so the status regarding Iran at the moment, following this Bondi massacre and, suspected links to Iran, does Iran still have the capacity and capability to start another war with Israel, given an article that also warns, Israel's warning the United States that missile exercises by the IRGC might be a cover-up for a surprise attack? Your take on that?
Definitely. We remember how the Soviet Union invaded Czechoslovakia in 1962, starting with a maneuver. Then we had the Yom Kippur War in 1973. The same thing, a maneuver which turned into a real war. And sometimes, yes, this is the cover for starting a war. By some kind of a gear or maneuver, something like this. We suspect that the Iranians did not lose much of their power in the 12 days war, which were in June, last June. Mm-hmm. How do I know? There was an announcement of the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Iranians right after the war, who said that the facility in Fordo, the one which the Americans attacked, was severely damaged. Now, in Iran, there is a rule. If they say something which can be checked and verified, they usually say the truth. Like if you say, what day did they, you say, they will say Monday, because everybody knows it's Monday. They cannot lie on anybody that today is another day. While, if there is something which they are asked and nobody can make sure that it's correct or not, they will, in most cases, they will lie. Mm-hmm. And this is the culture of these people, unfortunately, but this is what we see. So if he said that the facility in Fordo was severely damaged, it is a good chance that he is actually covering the situation, which it was not severely damaged. Therefore, they can continue with their nuclear program from the point which they want, because this facility is not severely damaged. And this is what I derive from this announcement. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I tend not to believe them, because this is their way in politics and in almost everything, to lie to their own people, to lie to others. Let's just look at the negotiations which they are conducting for who knows how many decades with the world, conning and cheating and lying day after day. So this is the Iranian regime. And therefore, I don't believe that they lost much of their power in that 12-day war in June. And, Ashrei, I would say in Hebrew, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid, better to be afraid than sorry.
Indeed. Doctor, at this juncture, though, is there, besides this cover, this missile, these missile exercises prior to that, has Iran showed any other threat, or can I put it this way, muscle indicating that, they are being very serious now about launching a possible attack on Israel prior to this announcement?
Take what they say on face value. Mm-hmm. If they say day and night that Israel should not be on the map, on the ground, in any shape, size, or form, I take it seriously. I don't give them the reduction of maybe they say it for consumption.
Indeed. Sorry, Doctor. Are you there?
They really mean... Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, carry on. You are breaking up there. Please continue.
I said, we as Jews should take our enemies on face value. If they say that they want to get rid of us, we should take it seriously. Once we ignored it, it was in the and it happened. And this is the situation, unfortunately. We have to take our enemies very seriously.
Indeed.
They don't make fun.
Indeed. Doctor, we're going to have to leave it there. We've just about run out of time. But, Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on today's show, just to give us an indication as to what threat Iran poses regarding an attack on Israel. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, former IDF intelligence officer. We'll be back after this.